Judges 9:22-10. Now Abimelech ruled over Israel for 3 years. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, so that the violence done on the 70 sons of Jerubbaal would come, and the responsibility of their blood would be placed on their brother Abimelech, who killed them, and on the leaders of Shechem, who encouraged him to kill his brothers. The leaders of Shechem set up men in ambush against him on the top of the mountains, and they robbed everyone who would pass by them on the road, and it was reported to Abimelech. Now Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his relatives, and crossed over into Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem trusted him. So they went out to the field and gathered the grapes of their vineyards and trampled them, and held a festival, and they went into the house of their god, and ate and drank and cursed Abimelech. Then Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal? And is Zebul not his governor? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? If only this people were under my authority, then I would do away with Abimelech." And he said to Abimelech, "Enlarge your army and come out." When Zebul, the leader of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger burned. So, using deception, he successfully sent messengers to Abimelech, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his relatives have come to Shechem, and behold, they are stirring up the city against you. So now, arise by night, you and the people who are with you, and lie in wait in the field. Then in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you shall rise early and attack the city. And behold, when he and the people who are with him come out against you, you shall do to them whatever you can." So Abimelech and all the people who were with him got up at night and lay in wait against Shechem in 4 units. Now Gaal, son of Ebed, went out and stood at the entrance of the city gate. And Abimelech and the people who were with him arose from the ambush. When Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Look, people are coming down from the tops of the mountains." But Zebul said to him, "You are seeing the shadow of the mountains as if they were people." And Gaal spoke yet again and said, "Look, people are coming down from the highest part of the land, and 1 unit is coming by the way of Diviner's Oak." Then Zebul said to him, "Where then is your boasting with which you said, 'Who is Abimelech that we should serve him?' Is this not the people whom you rejected? Go out now and fight them." So Gaal went out in the sight of the leaders of Shechem and fought Abimelech, but Abimelech chased him, and he fled from him, and many fell wounded up to the entrance of the gate. Then Abimelech stayed in Arumah. But Zebul drove out Gaal and his relatives so that they could not stay in Shechem. Now it came about the next day that the people went out to the field, and it was reported to Abimelech. So he took his people and divided them into 3 units, and lay wait in the field. When he looked and saw the people coming out from the city, he attacked them and killed them. Then Abimelech and the company who was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the city gate. The other 2 companies then attacked all who were in the field and killed them. Abimelech fought against the city that whole day, and he captured the city and killed the people who were in it. Then he tore down the city and sowed it with salt. When all the leaders of the Tower of Shechem heard about it, they entered the inner chamber of the temple El-Berith. And it was reported to Abimelech that all the leaders of the Tower of Shechem were gathered together. So Abimelech went up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand, and cut down a branch from the trees, and lifted it and put it on his shoulder. Then he said to the people who were with him, "What you saw me do, hurry and do likewise." So all the people cut down, each one, his branch, and followed Abimelech. and put them on top of the inner chamber and set the inner chamber on fire over those inside, so that all the people of the Tower of Shechem also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Abimelech went to Thebez, and he camped against Thebez and captured it. But there was a strong tower in the center of the city, and all the men and women with all the leaders of the city fled there and shut themselves in, and they went up on the roof of the tower. So Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it, and approached the entrance of the tower to burn it down with fire. But a woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head, crushing his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, so that it will not be said of me, 'A woman killed him.'" So the young man pierced him through, and he died. Now, when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, each left for his home. So God repaid the wickedness of Abimelech, which he had done to his father in killing his 70 brothers. God also returned all the wickedness of the men of Shechem on their heads, and the curse of Jotham the son of Jerubbaal came upon them. Now, after Abimelech died, Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, rose up to save Israel, and he lived in Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years. Then he died and was buried in Shamir. After him, Jair, the Gileadite, rose up and judged Israel for 22 years. And he had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, and they had 30 cities in the land of Gilead that are called Havoth Jair to this day. And Jair died and was buried in Kamon. Then the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served the Baals and the Ashtaroth, the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines. So they abandoned the Lord and did not serve him. And the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines, into the hands of the sons of Ammon. And they afflicted and oppressed the sons of Israel that year. For 18 years they oppressed all the sons of Israel who were beyond the Jordan, in Gilead, in the land of the Amorites. And the sons of Ammon crossed the Jordan to fight also against Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was in great difficulty. Then the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against you, for indeed we have abandoned our God and served the Baals." And the Lord said to the sons of Israel, "Did I not save you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, the sons of Ammon, and the Philistines? And when the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Maonites oppressed you, you cried out to me, and I saved you from their hands. Yet you abandoned me and served other gods. Therefore I will no longer save you. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress." Then the sons of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you. Only please save us this day." So they removed the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord, and he could no longer endure the misery of Israel. Then the sons of Ammon were summoned, and they camped in Gilead, and the sons of Israel gathered together and camped in Mizpah. And the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, "Who is the man who will begin to fight against the sons of Ammon? He shall become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Matthew 28. Now, after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook from fear of him and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to report to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Rejoice! And they came up and took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go, bring word to my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me. Now, while they were on their way, some of the men from the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, You are to say, His disciples came at night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and keep you out of trouble. And they took the money and did as they had been instructed. And the story was widely spread among the Jews and is to this day. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Second Timothy 2. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him. And if someone likewise competes as an athlete, he is not crowned as victor unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. The statement is trustworthy. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, and solemnly exhort them in the presence of God not to dispute about words, which is useless, and leads to the ruin of the listeners. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a worker who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. But avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who have gone astray from the truth, claiming that the resurrection has already taken place, and they are jeopardizing the faith of some. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to keep away from wickedness. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver implements, but also implements of wood and earthenware. And some are for honor, while others are for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be an implement for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now, flee from youthful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart, but refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, skillful in teaching, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. Proverbs 11, 1 through 10. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble there is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches do not benefit on the day of wrath, but righteousness rescues from death. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will rescue them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. When a wicked person dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of strong people perishes. The righteous is rescued from trouble, but the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless person destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be rescued. When things go well for the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praises. I will carefully attend to the blameless way. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall leave me. I will know no evil. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. I will not endure one who has a haughty look and an arrogant heart. My eyes will be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. One who walks in a blameless way is one who will serve me. One who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. One who speaks lies shall not maintain his position before me. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, so as to eliminate from the city of the Lord all those who do injustice.